A wave of nostalgia will sweep the Sioux when Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat opens on March 27. This production at the Sioux Community Theater Center marks a return to a beloved musical last performed locally in 2001. It was also performed in 1994. The show is a vibrant musical based on the biblical story of Joseph from the Book of Genesis. Known for its diverse musical styles, from country to pop rock, and its family-friendly appeal, it promises a high-energy and visually appealing experiences for audiences of all ages. "There's country in it, there's a French song, there's a hoedown, there's an Elvis number in it," said Beaver. "There's a little bit of everything for everyone. I think that's part of the appeal that has let it maintain its longevity. For many involved, this production is more than just a show. It's a chance to reconnect and create something special." The cast of 51, a mix of veteran community members and fresh faces, has been hard at work preparing for opening night. The West End Theater Project is also using this production as an opportunity to support the community, partnering with Soya to collect donations. There will also be a fundraising campaign to help cover costs of the production during the show. A table will be in the lobby, selling fundraising items. "Doing this show has been a full circle moment of bringing us back together," said Lucas Beaver, a director and driving force behind the West End Theater Project. Beaver was 13 when he first performed Joseph and has reunited with former teachers and longtime collaborators. "Sandy, Dalsin, was a teacher of mine in grade school," he said. Anthony Oraziati, who also performed in the 94 production as a teen, now shares the stage with his 13-year-old daughter Elizabeth. "In 94 I was 13 or 14, and she's 13 now, so we were the same age doing it, and in similar roles," Oraziati said. "For Elizabeth, it's a new and exciting experience. I've always liked theater, like watching it," she said. "And when this opportunity came, I was like, of course I want to do this. I just want to be back on stage. I haven't been on stage in like 5 years. Now she's part of the teen chorus and takes the role of a snake." Oraziati admits he wasn't planning on returning to the stage himself. He now plays the part of the brother Dan, who he jokes is the most boring brother out of all the brothers. Dalsin appreciates the bond created through theater. "You get very close when you do this show," she said. "They have a great opportunity to build friendships and real bonds." She also pointed out that the Sioux hasn't seen the show in a long time, making it a new audience with a new genre. The production promises a visual and musical spectacle, improved by the group's recent investment in a new projector. Beaver, enthusiastic about the upgrade, called it a game changer. "The use of projections in our shows is a new thing. Prior to using the short throw, with the projector that we used to have, we would lose 12 feet at the back of the stage to not get shadows," he said. As opening night nears, the excitement is contagious. Oraziati believes audiences will be captivated by the show's energy and visual appeal. "There's always something to see, lots of people on stage," he said. "People are really going to be entertained the entire time." The show is taking place from March 27 to 29 at 7:30 p.m. and on March 30 at 1:30 p.m. Purchase tickets here.